The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. Some of the stuff you may have heard before, but some of the stuff I know you haven't heard before, and some of the testimonials are really out there, baby.
And we're nutritional specialists, and we're very pleased with those great testimonials and the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have at that terrific store the most amazing formulas, the best prices, the greatest, most organic compounds across the boards. You just can't believe it. And also,
what about the
famous the Broth Cafe. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't be singing and dancing and doing all of that if it weren't for the magnificent organic Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And broth is a broad spectrum, just like when I was growing up in the Jewish family. They called it a chicken soup, which they called Jewish penicillin, but it had every vegetable, it had all kinds of other things in it, and we were always giving it for us as great remedies.
And it was in a broth.
It was in a broth.
The broth wasn't just water.
They have a zillion choices, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or non-vegetarian. All those choices are there, and they are organic, and also a terrific interplay and interchange with the local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get the magnificent huge amounts of all these wonderful produce and intensively squeezed by it with special machinery there and equipment that really concentrates those juices.
For the juices, yes.
The juices also, and the vegetables, which are there for you only in glass bottles. And also, remember too, that all those vegetables are used in our many different dishes and salads and stews and everything you could ever imagine. And what else is there?
What are they stewing in?
Sometimes I'm stewing in my own stew. You know what I'm saying? I sit in my own brine juice. And I'm stewing like an old Jew from New York that I am.
Well, I hope you're spinning around.
I'm stewing. That's it.
You're very Vortexian.
Yes, that's it. Okay. You never get Brooklyn out of your system. Not only because we have a granddaughter called Brooklyn, because I was born there. It never comes quite out of your system, right?
No, I didn't notice, honey.
You didn't notice, honey?
No.
Little Iowa boy like you? You didn't notice?
I didn't. I know. Oh. You sound just like every old Iowa farmer I ever met.
Okay. Or maybe the horses. So you were saying
about
the vortex water.
Did I say it?
Please say it more about it.
Well, the vortex water is really vortexian. It is spinning. It is hyper-oxygenated, hydrogenated, okay? It is water as water was meant to be years ago.
That's
and we don't find it in our civilized water sitting in big tanks forever before it's finally dispensed to your faucet.
Exactly, and loaded with the chemicals and the pollutants. Yeah. This is completely free of all chemicals and pollutants and powerful in detoxification, cell availability, strengthening the immune system, all of that.
But it has a flavor and a texture.
Yes, it does.
That you don't have in regular water.
No, you don't. And we live on that. We use it for everything, and you should use it for everything.
And the broth uses it extensively.
For everything.
Coffee, the tea, whatever the water is, the broth itself.
Cooking the vegetables, anything.
The vortex water.
Vortex water. And remember, too, that when I spoke about all these organic, high-concentrated juices, they are available for all of your... Dennis and I were big believers in the green juices, high-concentration, local, organic, green vegetables. And I know that I I can't go a day without that. But there's a number of other vegetable combinations, too, that you get there, too.
Ann Wigmore, remember? Dear Annie?
Annie Wigmore.
Yes.
She's wiggling. She always wiggles in my brain, and she was the head of Hippocrates Health Institute.
Hippocrates.
That's
that was
right.
It,
she was a doctor, a naturopathic doctor, and very famous for her work. I'm not making claims. Famous for her work with cancer patients. Mm-hmm. And she always gave speeches every single month at the American Society for Cancer Victims and Friends. That was huge in New York. And I would go listen. I got to know her. She was wonderful. But her focus was on the miraculous power of detoxification and of green, intensive green juices.
And rejuvenation.
And rejuvenation, cleansing. I do that every day. Every day, too. Okay? And, okay, let's go on and say, too, that Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications, take them off. That's a doctor's area. But we love to share freely. We're still allowed to do that in life here. Hopefully it continues. The truth about what great nutrients have been proven to do for you in clinical trials by doctors, endless trials about these great nutrients and what they can do. And in sharing with you, you come back and you give beautiful testimonials about what great nutrition has done for you. And not making claims, just sharing the unsolicited testimonials. Would you begin?
If you recall, last week, I gave a testimonial about a fellow who came in who had a bad back.
Yes, you did.
And he was just ecstatic. He says, I've got my back back, right? That was last week.
Right.
All righty? And this week,
a
fellow came in, different guy entirely.
Entirely.
He says, hey, I got my back back with pain power.
I like that slogan. Your back is back.
That's right. So it's back to back, back, back.
Back, back. Wonderful. And he was just embracing the pain power as he spoke, wasn't he?
Well, and rightly so, because the pain power is an incredible... Every day there's more... holistic physicians talking about the magic of curcumin. Curcumin, the extract from...
Turmeric.
Turmeric.
With high concentration and the bioperine, which makes it thousands of times more availability.
That's right.
And European pharma, the European specialists always comment about it in a zillion different manners, how beneficial.
And the curcumin is like 2,000% more effective than the turmeric from which it's derived.
That's
okay?
Right. And
going on, what it proves is that in the pain power, it has that 2,000% increase in viability and effectiveness in reducing inflammation and swelling and pain. Wherever the pain is, if you've got a headache, if you've got a toe ache, if you've got your elbow, your knee, whatever it is.
Inflammation inside the body, the lungs, in the ears, in the eyes, it doesn't matter.
You're working out too vigorously, you're pulling a muscle or two here and there, this the pain power reduces that inflammation, reduces the inflammation from excess carbohydrates, which cause destruction of your vascular system.
And don't forget the Boswellia. I never forget the Mother
Mary.
I was
just going to show you that
the
I didn't
wise
forget
men
Boswellia.
Who brought it to Mother Mary. Right, absolutely.
Not wise guys, wise men.
That's right.
Okay, so that
famous.
The
systemic enzymes eating up all the inflammation, the serrapeptase, natokinase, all those famous and high concentration, free of any allergen. Guaranteed. No animal, no allergen.
You got
of
it, baby.
Any type on earth.
That's
very important for allergic people like me.
It's the knockout punch for pain, that's for sure.
And you know, I want to say this about the pain power.
Yeah.
And that is the life-changing events, and I see this every day, but it makes it in all of our dear friends and in our own circumstances. But also the knockout punch for pain. I had the family disease. They labeled it lupus with me, but they didn't know how to label it. My mother got crippled in a wheelchair, her sisters, and the whole thing. It ran in the family. And then they said, your knees are completely gone. You have lupus. You have an autoimmune disease. They said, they're bone on bone. If we don't do an operation and give you knee transplants, you'll be in a wheelchair in a few months. If we give you the knee transplants, the most you can hope for is walking with a walker.
Mm-hmm.
And
what an option.
That was quite an option, they said, but you'll never be able to, so you'll never have real mobility again, but we have to do. And then that's when we had the specialists put together this wonderful pain power, which became even increasingly more terrific as it went on. And when I took that, within 1 week, I was completely fine. In a couple of weeks, I was dancing back to Elvis Presley like I used to. I still can. This is years later.
You can't do
it. I don't care whether you like it or you don't. I can dance to Elvis Presley.
Well,
you can be jealous.
You're going to have a hard time. Elvis is no longer around.
Maybe not, but he's always in my spirit. Since I was 14 years old and he was 21 and I first heard him, that's been a second love in my life, and you'd better adjust. That's it. Right, Gary?
Duh.
That's it. You better adjust.
Okay.
All right. But beside that,
what about
that,
Rachel?
I was just going to say.
Okay, all right.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget this in my life because our daughter was a Broadway star and starring at the time in Pippin, the female star in Pippin, the big musical on Broadway. And she called me hysterical, trying one day, called us and said, "Mama, my career is over." I said, "My God, Rachel, what are you talking about?" She said she'd been diagnosed with bone-on-bone hip. There was no tissue, and again, the same kind of thing that I had, and et cetera. She said, they told me that I have to have a hip transplant. The most I'll get is a walker. I will never be doing the musicals or any of my career again, and I have to give them notice at Pippin. I said, "Quiet, Rachel, for once. Listen to your mother and your father. I'm sending you the pain power. You do what I say and you take it." I got a little strong on that one.
Really?
You usually don't say that to Rachel. She's a pretty strong
wallflower
character.
Wallflower, you got strong. Get out.
I feel usually pretty humble around Rachel. But anyhow, she did it. And within 1 week, she said she couldn't believe it. All of her pain was gone. Her flexibility. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. She completed the next 2 years. She was going to have to give them 2 weeks' notice. In 2 years, Pippin till Pippin was done on Broadway, did a host of other Broadway shows, and then Dear Evan Hansen, the musical, she was a star in that and got the Tony Award for Best Actress in the Musical and the Grammy for the Best Musical Song. And when we saw her on TV accepting that award, I said, "Pain Power." I was crying so. And we both said, "Pain Power should be right up there at
but
that
she
Grammy."
She didn't mention that. Do you remember that?
She talked about us teaching us about acting and her grandma.
Yes, everything I knew got from my mom and dad. But she didn't say, "My mom and dad had Pain Power, which saved my hip and my career." And
absolutely she didn't. But here's the thing. Another, you know, at one point she was about to start another Broadway show when they closed Broadway with the pandemic. But the thing is, that didn't stop Rachel, and she's free and flexible and fabulous. And she went to California, and she's been doing television shows and television series. And so we're very excited and to share with all of our dear friends that she is in United States of Al. She plays a significant role, looks beautiful, young, and very athletic and flexible and wonderful and terrific, and as she always is. And she's playing in the United States of Al, CBS, Thursday nights, 7:30. So we invite our friends to watch. And remember her name, Rachel Bay Jones. Rachel Bay Jones.
Okay. Getting on with the show. She got her career back. And these fellows got their back back.
That's really
and
beautiful.
And we've got their back with Pain Power.
Now, again, this is so dramatic in the sense of how it was shared. And why shouldn't the dear lady be thrilled? And we're not claiming any of that these things are a cure for cancer. I'm just saying she decided to build her immune system in talking with us, okay? But the lady said she had lymphoma. That's cancer, years ago. Now she's 100% well and has been since she was doing, and she still does the Alive and Well supplements, the dietary changes. She is so grateful. And she said, "I wouldn't be alive another day without you," meaning all that she learned and everything. And remember that God heals. We're just messengers. And we're but very humbly pleased to be able to give the messengers on this, okay? So I wouldn't have lived. She sends many people in to see us. Also, here's the thing. I wish you could all see this lady. I wish Gary could do a little magic trick so you could all see this gal. She has the most gorgeous hair on the planet. It's the thickest, it's giant, it's curly naturally, and it's beautiful red. It's, and I said, my gosh. I said, I am so jealous. This is the most beautiful hair I've ever seen. She credits collagen. Collagen, I'm not saying collagen created that. I said, but it's a collagen is a great supplement that reinforces that, right?
Indeed, it does. And it's connected hair, skin, and nails. That's right. Connected with ligaments and tendons and even neurotransmitter activity in the brain.
Right, and the bones, too.
And the bones as well.
Right.
So it has many, many, many health manifestations.
That's right. And you want to talk about a health manifestation? Tell that testimonial.
Here we go, folks.
Please, that's quite a... Oh, it's amazing.
Here's a testimonial about a beautiful woman brought a friend in who's trying to conceive a baby. She needs a guy to go with it, you know.
We don't need that on this show.
Okay.
Gary, don't you know when to turn the mic off over here? We don't need that story. We know that story.
The gal said, quote, numerous friends have conceived and had great pregnancies with bioidentical Happy PMS progesterone cream.
That's right.
And the support nutrients from Alive and Well. This is her testimony, but the support nutrients as well from Alive and Well. She said that friends often shouted while pointing to their little ones. We've heard this for years.
Okay? For years in Florida,
but
in groups.
It's wonderful. I mean, there's a couple thousand miles from here in Florida.
Yes, I know.
And nobody in Florida ever told them about the Happy PMS.
No,
but the same phrase and the same elation from the parent.
Yes, exactly.
And pointing to their baby and saying, quote, progesterone baby.
And they said it's progesterone baby.
Yeah.
And just like she was saying, repeating it with ecstasy that way.
That's right.
And so she wanted that whole program given to her friend who she brought in, who wanted to conceive and hadn't been able to.
But let's consider also, why is a progesterone baby a success? Why is the Happy PMS a success in helping the conception?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, dear, is that the word progesterone originally means pro-gestation.
Absolutely.
Promoting a healthy pregnancy, and even the leading OBGYN in all of the United States in Mount Sinai said it's critical to help maintain a pregnancy or to get pregnant, and prevents the estrogen dominance.
That causes
the loss of the baby.
Absolutely.
And the prevention of ovulation. It creates ovulation.
And that's what Dr. John Lee said as well. He enforced that for 50 years. And the point is that when the hormonal balance is not balanced, when progesterone production is low and estrogen levels then are high, higher than normal, higher than they should be, estrogen prevents the proper conception of the baby. The estrogen can help to create the right environment in the uterus for the egg and the sperm to meet, but the excessive estrogen neutralizes the actual conception.
And can cause bleeding and contractions and the loss, et cetera, where progesterone stabilizes all of that, stabilizes
migraines,
periods, everything. And relative to that, then, this is so thrilling. We have a part of the Alive and Well staff family, and she was in her early 30s with a terrific crisis and wanted to talk, and we sat and talked. Charming young lady. She had severe ovarian cysts, terrible bleeding, severe pain. They called it precancerous. They wanted to do removal, cysts and uterus. And she was heartbroken. She had one child. She wanted to have more. And they wanted to do chemo and drastic surgery. I said, I can't go against them. I can just give you the information. But the main player was the natural Happy PMS cream, the progesterone cream, and all the great support supplements that prevent this estrogen dominance.
That's right.
And all the things that are going on. And she said, I have to talk. And this was just yesterday. She says in less than 1 month on Alive and Well supplements, she was pronounced 100% free of any cysts. Okay, that's without any intervention, no pain, no bleeding. All was perfectly well, and she didn't need, as they said, no surgery or any chemo.
Mm-hmm.
She feels fabulous and is so grateful.
I would think, absolutely.
And she said, miracle workers.
It's the imbalance. Progesterone is the progestation
hormone.
Right.
Yes.
Gestation means developing a child.
That's okay? Right. That's right.
And progesterone is the primary inducer of that.
From estrogen plants, not drugs.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Plant stabilized, not a drug, not the synthetic progestins.
This
that
is
they
a
get.
Bioidentical anti-cancer
that's
hormone,
right.
According
that's
to
exactly
Dr. John
right.
Lee and a host of other natural physicians.
Gosh. Okay? And it builds bone and does a host of other things and
brain, neuronal. Brain.
And neurons mm-hmm. and everything. All of those great other things. And, you know, that's terrifically exciting.
You know something? Let me just mention something yes. else here. The bioidentical progesterone cream form, people say, well, it's a cream. What's that going to do? I want to swallow something. I want to get it active in my body. Well, folks, according to Dr. John Lee and the holistic physicians who've been using this cream for 50 years or more, applied to the skin, it goes right through the skin. The red blood cells pick it up and distribute it throughout your entire body. If you're taking a progesterone capsule or liquid or whatever form it would be in, tablet, it has to go through your guts, has
and
to go through your stomach.
And the liver eliminates it. The liver eliminates it. Go ahead.
The liver modulates it, knocks out a great deal of it, but the digestive enzymes also are no friend to this hormone. The enzymes have to digest it. Well, if you put it on your skin, says Dr. Lee, it goes right through the skin. The red blood cells pick it up immediately, and they distribute it throughout your entire body, reducing what? Inflammation created by excessive estrogens, which in turn creates cysts and fibroids and uterine problems and every PMS symptom in the world
yes.
is created by excessive estrogens, say the doctors, and insufficient bioidentical progesterone. Not progestin. Progestin is the cancer-inducing drug. But progesterone is what your body makes. And this is bioidentical.
Right,
to what
and stops
your body
making
makes.
By mid-40s. And stops mm. making That's by true. mid-40s, which That's is what true. The top doctors came on saying that it was the most critical thing for a woman. The big television doctor and also Dr. Niels Larson.
And okay. that's when the premenopause starts and the
yes,
menopause
that's
starts.
Right. It really
because
helps
progesterone
a lot.
Disappears. It starts going down by the early 30s.
You know, what always is so dramatic to us, and every time we talk and see, and they're all grown-up teenagers, you know, grown-up teenagers,
baby.
Is they are.
Yeah.
That our three granddaughters, two with our son and his beautiful wife here,
mm-hmm.
Missy, and the other, Rachel, you know, Miranda. She's going to be 19, my gosh. Yeah. And the thing that about them is that both Rachel and our dear daughter-in-law lost pregnancies during the pregnancy. They lost the pregnancies. And I was heartbroken. They were heartbroken. And then when sharing the information about what natural progesterone could do, using that cream, but very shortly, both got pregnant, and we have those great-granddaughters.
Beautiful.
Because, progesterone doesn't pick out the sex, by the way. It doesn't make sure that you just get girls. It can be either way, okay?
That's right.
It's either way. And
I want to tell you something, baby.
What?
You're my progesterone, baby.
Oh, okay? Wow, Gary. That's beautiful, dear.
Yeah.
Give me the last.
Here it goes. The last testimonial for the week. A gentleman came in and said, all other health food stores don't have the variety, the choices, the supplements anywhere near what Alive and Well carries. It's a world of difference, he said. I'm so grateful to Mona and Den, and we should also say our son Darren, too. Well, thank you very much. We've been, people may not be aware of this, but we've been in this business for, 1969. We opened our first health food store just about 1 month and a half before our first child was born. And so we've accumulated a lot of information over the years from holistic physicians and natural therapies that are renowned. And thank you very much for that compliment, and we do our best to serve. We are there to serve your needs, your requests, whatever they are. We really try to emphasize customer service to be of value to what your needs are to help fulfill those needs with the best products that are available on the market.
That's right. Okay. But I'm still asking that there are certain discoveries that we still have to find and we still don't have.
Well, of course.
The discovery that we have to find is the one that's going to make you dance. Okay? We need a supplement that as soon as I give it to you, you start dancing around the room, okay? I want to see that. And the great spirits of, you know, Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, I've asked them, give me an inspiration. What can make him dance around the room? Maybe if I turned on the rain, if we stood outside in the rain endlessly, I'd be dancing in the rain or singing in the rain. But what's going to make you dance, right, Dan? Gary turned off the mic. There's nothing but silence there.
Okay.
Okay, in speaking.
Well, in fact, Gene Kelly commented on my audition.
Did he?
Yeah, he says, good God, I've never seen anything like that.
Okay. Well, here's a great doctor, and I really respect him. He's endless credit, Russell Blaylock, MD. And he talks all about what great nutrition can do. And one of his articles here is controlling bone loss. He calls it the Blaylock tip. Loss of bone calcium, a condition called osteoporosis, is a plague affecting many women as well as a number of older men. It is also a problem that occurs when cancer spreads to bones because the cancer uses a similar mechanism to release bone calcium and destroy bones. There are two major types of calcium-regulating bone cells, osteoblasts, which incorporate calcium into bones, and making them stronger, and osteoclasts, which dissolve calcium, thus weakening the bone. The osteoblasts build the bone. Fluoride dramatically weakens bones, says the doctor, making them brittle and subject to spontaneous fractures. Vitamin D3, zinc, and boron all help, and certain plant compounds stimulate osteoclasts, making bones stronger. Green tea, curcumin is a high player, which is just what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's
the
right.
Turmeric extract, resveratrol, they dissolve bone, and curcumin is especially effective for inhibiting bone destruction, okay, and causing bone to be built. Curcumin stimulates osteoblast development. These natural compounds, he says, go a long way in preventing bone loss and stimulating bone repair. They also speed up healing of fractures. Could you talk about progesterone, and thank God K2 has come back in again, and what they do about bones?
Well, progesterone is renowned not just for conceiving babies, but for conceiving new bone growth. It's health building in every respect. It neutralizes excessive inflammation and free radical activity in your brain. It helps build brain tissue and neurotransmitter activity in the brain. It helps with bone creation, the actual osteoblast creating bone density. And what was the other thing you mentioned?
I mentioned about the building bone density,
yeah,
with natural progesterone cream, and that we're very grateful now that our MK7,
K2,
that's right, form of that, completely natural,
well, here's
is
how
back
they,
in the store.
Here's
I'm
how
so
they
grateful.
Work together. The K2 helps with bone building as well and maintaining bone density and a host of other functions in your body. But you see, vitamin D3 helps absorb the calcium from your food and your supplements. But then the body doesn't know what to do with all of this calcium. Along comes vitamin K2, picks up the calcium, and puts it back in your bones where it belongs.
Takes it out of the arteries.
That's right. And the rest of the debris, it also picks up the rest of the debris and shuttles that stuff off to your colon to get rid of it, to get it out of your body. It's amazing. The combination is phenomenal. Vitamin D3 and vitamin K2. It has to be K2. K1, it has to do with the clotting factor of your blood. And you don't want to take a lot of K1. You want to eat the good green vegetables. You want to eat the good foods to maintain K1. But the excessive K1 can create excessive other activities. But the K2 is responsible for bone building, cleaning out the arteries, bone building, and with brain neurotransmitter activity as well.
That's exactly right. And you know, and one of the things, and I applaud you very, very highly on this, because you are always talking and educating people about what inflammation can do, besides taking great things like Pain Power and all of the great supplements that can reduce inflammation, you speak so often about sugar and its inflammation and other things that can cause this chronic inflammation, that destruction, viruses, all kinds of illnesses. Can you read here, this page, about what Dr. Blaylock says, the link, he calls it the link between inflammation and depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read that, please?
You bet I can. Here goes, folks, verbatim, Dr. Blaylock, MD. What has been discovered is that inflammation causes serious depression, along with associated symptoms such as loss of appetite, social disinterest, confusion, memory problems, anxiety, and weight loss. Now, he goes on to say, many studies have found that people who are depressed have high levels of inflammatory cytokines, such as the TNF-alpha, interleukin-6, and interleukin-1. In addition to that, it has been noted that people with inflammatory diseases, such as MS and rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, also develop severe depression before the disease is even manifested. That means it wasn't the crippling effects of the disease that was causing the depression, it was the inflammation. And we've talked, pardon me, I've got a whistle in my throat.
A whistle, whistle. Yeah. I like whistling. Whistle while you work. Exactly.
You know, we've talked about inflammation so many times and how Pain Power is instrumental in reducing that chronic inflammatory response, because the chronic inflammation is health debilitating, is emotionally destructive, is inducement for all forms of every disease known to humankind.
That's right. Okay? And he makes that. Go ahead.
It isn't just the sugar that does it. The sugar, yes. And the soft drinks, yes. Even the synthetic sweetened soft drinks,
yes. We have
yes.
article after okay. article about how toxic they are.
That's right. But the inflammation is also contributed by flour. Any flour product, any carbohydrate turns to sugar. You try it in the minute you take a bite of bread. If you take a bite of bread with no butter or anything on it, and just chew it for a second, first it tastes kind of blah, and then all of a sudden it has a sweet little suggestion taste that develops. As long as you hold it in your mouth, it gets sweeter. That's the saliva, because saliva is not just a lubricant for your throat. Saliva is a digestive enzyme.
That's right, the salivary
glands. So the minute you
glands.
Put food in your mouth, your yeah. body starts to digest it.
Right.
And the sugars are the first thing to be released by the saliva. Of course, later on in your guts, the sugars are continued to be released
right.
for the further digestion. But the idea is that inflammation is created by excessive sugars. And fruit juice is just as big a villain as cane sugar. If you're going to have fruit, eat the fruit. Eat the whole fruit. All right? Enjoy the whole fruit. You will have less sugar ingestion with eating the whole fruit, and you'll fill your belly faster, reducing the need for it, for the sugar lift that you're looking for.
And just like Dr. Blaylock goes on to say, this chronic inflammation can cause the same part of the brain to atrophy.
Mm-hmm.
That's to die off, your
That's
brain.
Right. It burns
as is
it
seen
up.
In cases of severe depression, and causes memory loss as well, the inflammation. Others have observed that when people contact a virus such as the flu, they develop symptoms similar to depression, a condition referred to as sickness behavior. What is happening in depressed people is they develop significant inflammation caused by chronic disease, a poor diet, and medications. He makes that point, and he goes on to say how those toxic things in a diet that you've said before are contributing, okay? Avoid pro-inflammatory foods and drinks and other toxic substances, he says. The most important thing to avoid, says Dr. Blaylock, is omega-6 oils. They stimulate inflammation.
And where do you get those omega-6 oils?
Just like he says, these oils include corn, peanut, soybean, sunflower, safflower, canola, vegetable shortening, high in trans fat, as well as other inflammatory components, margarine, made from omega-6 corn oil and should be avoided.
And also the margarines, Okay.
That's what he says completely. Okay. He says the best cooking oils are 100% organic unrefined coconut oil and 100% organic extra virgin olive oil. And he also says you can eat some form of a good organic butter.
Yes, organic butter. But the point is, it tastes almost like butter. What's that famous synthetic vegetarian oil that they use to make it taste like butter? Synthetic flavoring and everything else. It's the polyunsaturated fatty acids, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame, the peanut, all those different oils are inflammatory. And so many foods have a combination of those oils and sugar. So you're getting a double firestorm when you eat that stuff.
Right, exactly.
And the double firestorm destroys what? Your brains, your heart,
exactly.
Your neurotransmitter activity, right. your liver, your toes, your skin, name it. That's a fire. You become a raging inferno. You've seen pictures now, especially with this war in Ukraine, the buildings engulfed in flame.
That's exactly.
That's what your body becomes. An inflammation is fire.
And he also goes on to make the point that you have to be so careful when you're getting the labeling and looking at the label, because many foods are high in what's called glutamate, all right? And the glutamate is extremely toxic. It worsens anxiety, depression, and it raises up inflammation. MSG, hydrolyzed protein, these are forms of glutamate that are mm-hmm. a toxic chemical. MSG, he says, hydrolyzed protein, autolyzed yeast extract, certain forms of synthetic broths, natural so-called flavoring, anything, he says, made from soy.
That's
and
right.
And he causes food intolerances. It triggers all kinds of terrible things, he goes on. Natural compounds that he says inhibit depression are taurine. It's one of his favorite, you know, because it calms down the brain and when it's overactive, it significantly improves depression and anxiety. L-theanine, I love that L-theanine mm-hmm. too, because again, it's a natural amino acid that raises serotonin levels, feel good, and mental focus. The super pure fish oils, the vitamin B, the B vitamins, he can't say enough. You need to take a nice high doses of all the different B vitamins.
And that you get with Healthy One, our multiple vitamin. The Alive and Well Healthy One Multiple Vitamin. We've talked about it before, but it's an all-vegetable source vitamin. It has no vegetable oils, okay? It is high in nutrients. I've said this before, and maybe you're tired of hearing it, but let me just, for people who haven't heard it, here it comes. The minimum daily requirement is no longer listed on vitamin labels. It used to be, you read on the pack label, you see vitamin B1, it'd be 1.3 or 1.7 milligrams. And then to the right of that, it would say, under another column, percentage of minimum daily requirement. Well, minimum daily requirement has a negative onus to it, okay? The negative onus is that it's the minimum. Minimum.
That's right. Tiny, 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 tiny.
It's just enough to keep you breathing. Maybe not even standing upright. But maybe breathing.
Like a drop of saliva, right, dear?
But you don't give the minimum in your life. Every second of your life, you're giving what you can give, your optimum, sometimes your maximum. Well, your body has requirements to enable you to do that. It needs nutrients and blood building, muscle building, brain rejuvenating nutrients to allow you to go for 8 or 10 or 12 or 16 hours, giving your optimum every day.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That's where the Healthy One
yes,
comes in.
And all the green foods are in it, as organic green
It's all green
foods.
Source.
It's all an amazing, wonderful nutrients that are adaptogens that help the adrenals cope with stress. That's a very mm-hmm. applicable point and very high B vitamins.
And as you may have heard me mention once or twice before, it has the right enzymes
to digest it.
To digest the product thoroughly.
So that you get it
Make
utilized.
Sure that it's absorbed thoroughly, efficiently, so you can utilize it in building whatever your body needs to
That's
build.
Right. At and a the terrific B vitamins, price, too.
The B vitamins in particular are multifaceted in their functions in your body.
That's right. They have so many benefits. And for the nervous system, too, which really helps so
oh,
much.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And, you know, he goes on, he says that magnesium, he says, Dr. Blaylock, is also essential for reducing inflammation. Under conditions of inflammation, a great deal of magnesium is lost from the body, says the doctor. In addition, magnesium increases blood flow, prevents excessive blood clotting, and protects the brain by modulating, keeping it under check, excitotoxicity, the excitotoxicity mm-hmm. that inflames the brain.
Which is induced, that excitotoxicity is induced by sugars and these vegetable oils.
That's right. Low zinc levels are associated with depression and anxiety. I didn't know that. Zinc also modulates excitotoxicity. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. Well, isn't it amazing what nutrients can do?
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Who'd have thought?
Who'd have thunk? I mean, we used to say who'd have thunk. I know my English teacher wouldn't be too happy the way hearing me say that.
You misspelled the word, Mona. Thunk.
Thunk. T-H-U-N-K?
Mm-hmm.
Thunk. Well, you know, these two famous doctors, and others reporting on it, but the two famous doctors, Dr. Ayesha and Dean Scherzel, are co-directors of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program at Loma Linda University Medical Center in California. And they're the authors of important books about Alzheimer's. They teach that cognitive decline is connected to four factors: oxidation, inflammation,
there you go,
lipid imbalance, again, the bad fats,
mm-hmm.
and glucose imbalance. Are we talking?
Is glucose sugar?
Right, and they're the heads of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
That's right.
And they talk about taking care of the brain naturally. And you've got to hear this, Dan. The key to brain health, they say, is to reduce oxidation, reduce inflammation, stabilize these, and stabilize the glucose. The solution, they say, lies in lifestyle and dietary changes that promote health. They talk the horror statistics. And
but also,
horror statistics about how now it is the sixth leading cause of death, Alzheimer's, and every 10 seconds someone diagnosed. 5.7 million people are diagnosed yearly each year in the U.S., and many more go undiagnosed. Oh, my God. Leading cause of death in many countries.
And the United States has one of the highest rates of Alzheimer's of anywhere in the world.
And they say that since the last few years, deaths from Alzheimer's increased by a whopping 123% U.S. of A.
Get that?
Alzheimer's, they say, kills more elderly Americans than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. One in three seniors will die of it.
Oh, mama.
Mama, I know they go into it. It's hard to read all. So that's why these top doctors trying to prevent Alzheimer's speak. And I'm going to give this to you in a second here about what to do, all right? And they say here, these are the doctors, not Mona. They talk about healthy water, and they go, feed your brain with the right nutrition. This is the doctors. The first and perhaps most important to switch is to move from high sugar foods to zero sugar foods.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you make a comment here about substitution instead of elimination?
That's right. And yeah, I want to say, because I don't remember how it began in my life, but I know that it came out of my heart and out of my desire that there should be pleasure, there should be peace, there should be joy, and not just the great big vacuum. I don't like when we say the word elimination, you see a big black hole. I always see a dark, filthy street in the streets of New York, because that's, guess where I'm from. But instead, getting the bad thing out of that, but putting in something wonderful and delicious. And there are a zillion great and healthy, wonderful choices that you'll love, that will give you pleasure. And we can talk about them. I do avocados every single day. I love different nut and seed combinations. You can make wonderful combinations that are so delicious. I still remember making ice cream out of the beautiful whey protein, you know, for the children, organic strawberries, blending it up together with some organic coconut milk, local organic farmer, doing it deliciously and making an ice cream out of it without the sugars, but it was delicious.
It's absolutely
and putting
delicious.
In little containers, I would put it in the freezer and then bring it out just for a few or 4 minutes just so it got just the right temperature
mm-hmm.
and serve it to them. And they used to call it grandma's ice cream. But it had the protein in it, too.
Uh-huh.
And now we have the great organic coconut milk brought to us every
Which
day
is
from
even
the
better.
Local farmery. It's absolutely terrific. And you mix that up, and it's joy.
And there's no sugar added.
No, and the berries are a low-sugar fruit, but high in antioxidants. Mm-hmm. And so it's terrific, and and even as they grew up, they would and got very knowledgeable, and I guess they're very sweet. I'm going to give this to you in a second, Dan, is that they would say, where's Grandma's ice cream? Aren't you, Grandma, we have to still keep making your ice cream, okay? Okay, would you read about the brain inflammation here that those doctors are writing about?
I would love to, yeah.
Go right ahead.
The inevitable risk of brain inflammation is perhaps the most serious consequence of too much sugar in the diet. Study upon study upon study has discovered the link between high refined sugars and inflammation in the brain. For instance, a 2015 Australia investigation published in the journal Nutrients found a clear link between high carbohydrates and cognitive decline.
There it is.
In both young people and the elderly.
And young people, not just old folks.
That's right. One of the key factors for this link, according to this study, was brain inflammation.
That's right.
And brain inflammation creates brain plaque.
That's right.
And brain plaque has several different names, all of which contribute to dementia.
That's right.
And Alzheimer's disease.
Exactly.
Okay? And keep this in mind. Diabetics have the highest incidence of brain problems, all right? The highest incidence of blindness, the highest incidence of dementia, the highest incidence of a host of different, well, amputations, of course, whether it's toes or fingers or legs. It's all from inflammation.
Exactly.
It's raging. Again, if you can, picture this. A building with flames bursting out of all the windows and up the side of the building. That's inflammation to the extreme. Well, that's what happens in your cells when you eat sugar.
Exactly.
And when you take polyunsaturated fatty acids, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame, the peanut, all those different supposedly healthy from vegetable source oils create inflammation.
And they go on, these top doctors go on to say, trans fats are toxic and avoid them at all costs. A type of unsaturated fat synthetically mass-produced from certain vegetable fats found in margarine, prepackaged foods, they go on to say about the clinical trials proving it. They are really bad news for your brain. They destroy cells, lead to hormonal imbalance, and increase inflammation. And at the same time, other fats can be extremely beneficial, such as I was just saying, such as those from avocados, nuts, organic full fat dairy products, organic coconut milk, and wild fish, wild salmon, or olive oil. Listing all the things mm-hmm. that we eat, all the things we serve at
That's
the
right.
broth,
That's
all
right.
of that. And, you know, cut your sugar. If you had two things nutritionally for brain health, these two items, cut your sugar consumption completely, stay away from unhealthy fats. These two switches in your diet can do wonders for your memory. But they do go on to say that, I don't want to leave the topic without saying what they say, hydrate your brain.
Okay, before we hydrate our brain, I want to talk about what is one of the most popular form of eating hydrogenated oils. French fried potatoes.
Oh, God, those okay. deep fat fried, horrible things.
Anything that's deep
Poison.
Fat fried.
Poison.
They don't use healthy fats. They use the most long-lasting, stable, synthetic vegetarian oils, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola. All of those oils can be held at high temperature for hours, and they become even more destructive the longer they're used.
That's right.
So anything that comes out deep fat fried, whether it's fish, whether it's potatoes, whatever it might be, if it's dunked into a sizzling pot of raging oils.
Oh, terrible.
That is major inflammation.
Poison, poison, poison. And they go on to say about the type of water, how critical. These are the top doctors, okay. anti-Alzheimer's, the head of the institute, okay. publishing it.
Yeah, what?
And they say a clear, sharp brain is a hydrated brain. Read what they say about the water here, would you?
Word for word, folks, here it comes. When it comes to drinking water, not just any water will do. Our advice, asked the doctors, unless you have a pristine water source, such as a mountain-fed spring or vortex water.
Vortex water, the mountain okay. spring. There it goes.
Okay. Stay away from water that comes directly from the tap and the hose. Many municipal water sources have been adding fluoride to their reservoirs as far back as the 1960s. And the reasoning back then and now is to prevent tooth decay. But this public health initiative comes at a great cost to overall health. Fluoride is a known neurotoxin, that is a nerve poison.
Toxin, yes.
That can be that has been shown to lower IQ in both adults and in children.
Wow.
It also opens pathways for other toxic chemicals to take hold, according to the 2012 meta-analyses published in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. Fluoride fits in with lead, mercury, and other poisons that cause chemical brain drain, senior study author Philippe Grandjean said in an interview. The combined damage on a population scale can be serious, especially because of the brain power of the next generation is crucial to all of us.
Yes, that's right. We know that, and that's why Vortex is so critically important. It's so critically important to take that type of water.
But why did the FDA ever allow that?
Well, they even, you know, Dr. Mercola does a report here, and that's how sugar-coated, how the sugar industry duped the world. We may not have time to cover the whole thing, but he talks about here that he's giving a report of the things they try to hide. Lustig, a pediatric endocrinologist, teaches that sugar acts as a metabolic poison, and Mercola is reported. And the thing about processed foods is they contain massive amounts of added sugar. 74% of packaged foods contain added sugars, which hide under at least 61 different names, many of which are unfamiliar. Okay, examples include barley malt, dextrose, maltose, rice syrup, just to name a few. Metabolically, there's no difference between these sugars. Even health foods can contain shockingly high amounts of processed foods, packaged ones. All right? He speaks specific ones that some of these bars have 19 grams, 26 grams of sugar. So I can't get more into that, but I think that the point is made, you know, the organic without the sugar, okay? That's what you need to do, and you need to realize what an enemy that is, okay?
And some of the names they choose to use sound like they're very healthful.
That's right, and they're not. It's deception and fraud and, mm-hmm. But we can rise up, you know? You are your own master in the sense that you make your own decisions set before you every day, life and death, good and evil. That comes an old biblical phrase and how true that is. Make your choice, all right? Because you want to live and be well. And you want to live and be well, you come to Alive and Well, because that's our whole purpose and function. And then again, you talked about pleasure and happiness. I haven't had anybody who has had any one of the great foods at the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well who haven't said, my palate, I'm in joy.
Isn't that amazing?
Every day, pouring in front of us. Mm-hmm. All the joy, all the happiness, all the deliciousness, all the great variety, all organic. Amazing.
And they can use the app on their phone, the broth at Alive and Well. And the whole menu is right there. They can place the order right there on their phone. Tell them what time they're going to pick it up, and we want to deliver to their car. And they come in and pick it up, and on their way out, they said, "This stuff is delicious.
Delicious! You can get a whole. We can get have all of your stuff made for parties. We have people getting all kinds of wonderful organic smoothies, beautiful salads, beautiful soups, all the different varieties. Or come on in and get whatever's good for you, or deliver it to your car. All of those services are available to you at Alive and Well on the 877-4950. Anytime you want to sit and talk with Den and Mona, again, not doctors, don't pretend to be. Just sit and give without any charge in a beautiful, comfortable area. We'll just give you great education and great information about what doctors have learned. 877-4950. We are there for you in so many ways. Right, Den?
Right, Den.
And
this is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.